My arms are all rusty, Timmy said. Just wait till I get my hands on that Billy and Raoul.
Our little convention seems to be getting rather unwieldy, Ignatius said of the mad noises issuing from Dorian's apartment. Apparently, feeling about the issues is striking more than one nerve center.
Oh, heavens, I'd rather not look, Dorian said, pushing the glass-paneled wisp of a French provincial door open.
Inside, Ignatius saw a seething mass of people. Cigarettes and cocktail glasses held like batons flew in the air, directing the symphony of chatter, shrieking, singing, and laughing. From the bowels of a huge stereophonic phonograph, the voice of Judy Garland was fighting its way through the din. A small band of young men, the only stationary ones in the room, stood before the phonograph as if it were an altar.
Divine! Fantastic!
So human!
They were saying of the voice from their electric tabernacle. His blue and yellow eyes traveled from this right to the rest of the room, where the other guests were attacking one another with conversation. Herringbones and madras and lamb's wool and cashmere flashed past in a blur as hands and arms rent the air in a variety of graceful gestures. Fingernails, cufflinks, pinky rings, teeth, eyes, all glittered. In the center of one knot of elegant guests, a cowboy with a little riding crop flicked the crop at one of his fans, producing a response of exaggerated screaming and pleased giggling. In the center of another knot stood a lout in a black leather jacket who was teaching judo holds, to the great delight of his epicene students.
Oh, do teach me that!
Someone near the wrestler screamed after an elegant guest had been twisted into an obscene position and then thrown to the floor to land with a crash of cufflinks and other assorted jewelry.
I only invited the better people, Dorian said to Ignatius.
Good gracious, Ignatius spluttered. I can see that we're going to have a great deal of trouble capturing the conservative rural redneck Calvinist vote. We are going to have to rebuild our image along lines other than those I see here.
Timmy, who was watching the black leather lout twist and dump eager partners, sighed.
How fun.
The room itself was what decorators would probably call severe. The walls and high ceilings were white, and the room itself was sparsely furnished with a few pieces of antique furniture. The only voluptuous element in the large room was the champagne-colored velvet drapes tied back with white ribbons. The two or three antique chairs had apparently been chosen for their bizarre design and not for their ability to seat anyone, for they were delicate suggestions, hints at furniture with cushions barely capable of accommodating a child. A human in such a room was expected not to rest or sit or even relax, but rather pose, thereby transforming himself into a human furnishing that would complement the decor as well as possible.